This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will likely miss its first big climate target. CPR Sam Brash reports new modeling from the state shows the biggest reason is cars and trucks.
The state laid out its goals for cutting climate warming pollution in 2019. Now new models show it won't meet its first big target in 2025. It's also clear transportation is driving the shortfall. Colorado's current policies have it pretty much on track with buildings, industry, electricity, and oil and gas. But the transportation sector, it's only set to achieve 9% of its goal. Governor Jared Polis's administration says it'll be pretty much impossible to close that gap, but they're still calling for long-term fixes like better public transit and denser neighborhoods. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
While voters this month rejected a statewide measure that would have raised money for public schools, local school ballot measures were a mixed bag. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
More than half the 29 bond and property tax measures for schools failed. Voters rejected several measures that would have required them to match state funding for school projects. Among the victories, Douglas County voters passed a $66 million measure to increase teacher pay and place more security on campuses. But Eagle County, District 49 and Academy 20 in El Paso County said no to measures to increase teacher pay, provide mental health support to students, and enhance security. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations are up slightly, but so far below this fall's peak. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Right now, the state is reporting 244 people are in the hospital with confirmed cases. That's below the 257 cases recorded 2 weeks ago. Most of those hospitalized are older than 60. With the holidays coming up, doctors and public health officials advise getting vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu, and if eligible, RSV. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There is rain and snow in the forecast for the weekend. In Denver, sunny today, then a chance for rain Saturday. In Vail, early snow clearing out this morning. This is CPR News.